Macmillan Audio presents The Walking Dead, The Road to Woodbury by Robert Kirkman and Jay Bonansinga. Read for you by Fred Berger. Part 1. Red Day Rising. Life hurts a lot more than death. Jim Morrison. Chapter 1. No one in the clearing hears the biters coming through the high trees. The metallic ringing noises of tent stakes going into the cold, stubborn Georgia clay drowns the distant footsteps. The intruder is still a good 500 yards off in the shadows of neighboring pines. No one hears the twigs snapping under the north wind, or the telltale guttural moaning noises, as faint as loons behind the treetops. No one detects the trace odors of putrid meat and black mold marinating in feces. The tang of autumn wood smoke and rotting fruit on the mid-afternoon breeze masks the smell of the walking dead. In fact, for quite a while, not a single one of the settlers in the burgeoning encampment registers any imminent danger whatsoever. Most of the survivors now busily heaving up support beams hewn from found objects such as railroad ties, telephone poles, and rusty lengths of rebar. Pathetic. Look at me. The slender young woman in the ponytail comments with an exasperated groan, crouching awkwardly.